Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Procurement, the only show you need to master the art of procurement. Let's go. Thank you to you all for tuning back in today. In one of our bite-sized episodes, we're going to cover competitive advantage and Porter's three generic strategies model. So, I mean, it's called the three generic strategies in the SIPs books and kind of widely known as that, but in my mind, it's actually kind of four strategies. But let's dive into that after looking at competitive advantage. So what is competitive advantage? Well, competitive advantage refers to the ways that a company can produce goods or deliver services better than its competitors. So what can a company do to effectively produce products or services that are standing out in the marketplace, that have a unique characteristic or a bit more appealing to customers? And why is this important? Well, it allows the companies to achieve better profit margins and hopefully more sales, and equally it generates value. So the more value you are generating, the more profitable in theory a company should be, and also the happier the shareholders will be, because they will be seeing good margins and kind of strong returns. So if the company pays dividends, then hopefully those dividends will increase as well. Competitive advantage is kind of used throughout the SIPs journey. I think it starts in level 4, maybe even level 3, and it's referred to kind of all the way up until level 6, and is something that is important to get to grips with. So Porter looks at the three generic strategies at a business unit level. Okay, so individual business units, what can they do to stand out? Well, strategy number one is known as cost leadership. Cost leadership is when the company sets out to be the lowest cost provider in the industry. One of the best ways to achieve this is through what we call economies of scale. So effectively, you know, the classic term of buying in bulk. The bigger you are, the more buying power you have. So you can drive down the price you are buying for, and in turn, you can then reduce the price you're selling for. A good example is the kind of big supermarkets you get. Think of Asda and Sainsbury's here in the UK, and Tesco's as well. So, you know, they kind of go into that price wars where they're constantly lowering to be the most affordable supermarket. And then it leaves the more niche places and the butcher shops and all of that kind of at a loss because they can't compete. The second generic strategy is differentiation. So if you can't drive your price any lower, or you don't want to drive your price any lower, you can look to differentiate. So this is where your company or a company seeks to offer products or services that are unique, different, and maybe seen as better than the competition. So this could be, for example, your mobile phone. When they were initially just phones, the first phone that then came out and was touchscreen, that was different to everything else in the market, and then all of a sudden it had a nice appeal. What can you do to your product to make it more appealing, more unique, and different to the rest? The third and final strategy is what Porter terms as focus. So this is when an organization tailors its products to meet the specific needs of a particular target market. So you're focused on a particular target market, and you're trying to tailor your product to meet those needs. So the reason I said this could be four strategies is that you actually have two types of focus. You have the cost focus and you have a differentiation focus. So if you are looking at cost focus, you might be trying to provide lower costs to a particular segment of your customer base. So you might be looking at geographical locations, and in the wealthier areas you might have a higher price point. You might also look at targeting premium brands being at a higher price point, and then you know, your everyday brands being reduced to a lower price to attract the customers who maybe have a smaller budget. And then the differentiation focus is looking to provide differentiated products for a particular segment. So quite often you see this in the car market, where you've got sports models or luxury models. So an individual can pay a bit more of a premium to have sports seats, you know, twin exhausts and a jazzed up sound system. not every customer will be interested in that, but you do have an audience of customers who will be. And that is giving you a competitive advantage over your competitors. So just to sum up quickly, competitive advantage is looking at how you can differentiate your products and services to make them better. And by better, it's obviously judged by your customers, but makes them better in the eyes of the customers to generate more value and profit for your business. And Porter has three generic strategies: cost leadership, differentiation, and focus. And focus is looking at cost focus and differentiation focus, but for specific target markets, so a particular portion of your customer base. Anyway, hopefully this was helpful. Good luck in your exams if you're sitting them soon. And Luke 10 wasn't with me today because he's in Mauritius. So see you next time.